I don't know.
Well, it's sweet.
Oh, donut, donut.
Are there different kinds or different names for them, or like according to whether you have yeast in it?
No, because the only no, a donut's just anything that's got a hole in the middle.
What's something you make up a batter and fry to eat for breakfast?
Pancakes. Or hot cakes.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Pancakes and hot cakes are the same thing. Some people call them pancakes, some call them hot cakes.
Which would be more common around here?
Hot cakes, I think.
That's what you'd call them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You'd say a sack might have 5 or 10.
10 pounds.
And the inside part of the egg is called the...
The yolk? Okay. The yellow and the yolk and the white, or the yellow and the white.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiling them. Unless if you broke them open, you know, you would poach them.
Uh-huh. They'd be poached.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Poached eggs.
And something if you let milk sit and it gets kind of thick, you'd call it?
Clabber.
What can you make with that?
With clabber?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, if it has the cream in it, you can make butter with it. But if it doesn't have cream, there's not anything much you can do with it. You can make buttermilk out of it.
Did you ever hear of a kind of a cheese you can make from that?
Yeah, cottage cheese, if you know how.
Is that the same as the cottage cheese they get at the store?
It's something like it, uh-huh.
How's it different?
I don't know. My mother never made it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really couldn't tell you about that.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?
Strain the milk.
And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock,
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I had already...
eaten breakfast.
And tomorrow I will...
eat my breakfast.
And you could take milk or cream and mix it with sugar and nutmeg and make sort of a sweet liquid. You could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a
glaze or a topping or a...
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
And food taken between regular meals is called a...
snack.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
sit down.
You say so. Then he went ahead and...
he sat down.
And no one else was standing because they had all...
they'd all sat down.
And something that's kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You call it a...
cobbler.
Huh?
Cobbler.
Any other name?
Some people... like you might say a deep dish apple pie or... a cobbler, I believe, is about the only...
How's a deep dish apple pie different from a cobbler?
I really don't know. I really don't.
Would you ever call it a family pie?
No, no.
And
I think they were always called cobbler here, and I think that they started calling it anybody that calls it deep dish apple pie just got that out of a magazine or something, because I think the original name, it's always been called cobbler.
Uh-huh. If you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and poured myself a
drink of water.
And you drink it out of
a glass.
And you'd say, the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
So somebody has...
has broke the glass.
Okay, and I didn't mean to...
break the glass.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him, you tell him, just go ahead and...
help yourself.
Okay, so he went ahead and...
and helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope? He had hope himself?
No. No, now that's again, it's usually...